Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show rolls on. Quick update, and it's all but over at McLeod Center. The UNI women's basketball team up 72-49 on the Indiana State Sycamores with only 34 seconds to play in that game. Cam Finley leads the Panthers with 15 points. And giving a college women's basketball update, we are going to talk high school basketball right now, girls basketball, as Grundy Center High School girls basketball coach Matt Lindemann is our guest. Coach Lindemann, thanks for joining the show. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Glad to be able to be a part of your show.
Hey, glad to have you here. Your team's having an outstanding season. Let's talk about your most recent game, a big win, 65-33 at BCLUW last night. Tell us how your team got the job done.
Well, we were able to we had a little cold shooting, I guess, to begin with, at least from long range for us, but we were able to overcome that. Obviously, get some good turnovers, whether it's through our press or even in the half court, and be able to convert that. I think we had like 30 some points off turnovers last night. So that's a huge key, even if your shot's not falling, like we had last night from outside. We were able to hit it inside and just do a really good job executing, on the inside game.
Mm-hmm. Your team is 17-2 overall this season, 9-0 in the North Iowa Cedar League West Division. Tell us, Coach Lindemann, what's become the blueprint for this team? When your Spartan team is playing its best basketball, what is it doing out there on the floor at a high level?
Yeah, when we're playing at our very best, and we did that, a week and a half ago on a Saturday against West Marshall is probably the best game that we played. And one, we got out to a great start right away. We were hot, whether it was from three or whether it was from the inside game. And then we were able to force some turnovers, whether it's in our half-court defense, and be able to defend really well, or even in our press and be able to convert that into points. And so when we're able to do that, obviously, we're very tough to beat, and that's a big part of who we are.
Running that press defense, Coach Lindemann, is that something that's really been like a principle, something that's philosophy for you, or is it something that's just really fit this team, the personnel that you have?
Well, I think whatever your teams are, yes, we've been successful in different presses. It's not always been a staple of a certain press that we've run, but whether it's man or zone, we try to fit it to our personnel, and then obviously same thing in the half court. We will play both man and zone. We prefer man, but obviously there are times where we maybe need to play some zone as well. What's great, we have great kids that believe in what we do. They work very hard, and they're committed to one another. And when you have those different, you have those staples a little bit, that helps you be very successful.
Absolutely. Your two losses this season, only two losses, came to two really, really good teams, just like yours and Dyke New Hartford and Jessup. No shame in losing to either of those two teams, Coach, but what were the takeaways from those losses? What have you been building with your team since then? Those losses were quite a while ago on your schedule. So, what were the lessons learned that you moved forward with?
Well, the Dyke one was right before Christmas, and it was on our home court. And I think we basically did everything you could do in the wrong sense to help the other team and take nothing away from Dyke New Hartford. They're a very good team, but we didn't take care of the ball very well. We didn't execute in the half court, and then we didn't rebound and defend very well like we're capable. And so those things is what we took away, and it was one game at that point, and kind of a little gut check maybe as you entered Christmas break. It wasn't one of those where you play a game and then you have a short turnaround and you kind of get that bad taste out of your mouth. For us, we had to sit on it through Christmas break and just kind of you know, have that there. And so I'm really proud of how our girls responded, you know, with that. But obviously we came right back then and had, you know, back-to-back losses, which has been quite some time since we had. And so once again, another little gut check when we played against Jessup. Once again, we turned the ball over. And, you know, I think from that point on, we really learned there's a few things that we needed to really focus on and do better. And part of it is just bringing more energy and more aggressiveness. I think we were a little too passive on the offensive side. And by adding those two pieces to our game, that has helped us, you know, just be that much more effective.
How about as you prepare for the postseason, Coach Lindemann, you mentioned there, working on being aggressive, working on taking care of the basketball. Is there another box you want to make sure that gets checked in these last two games before the postseason begins with your squad?
Well, you know, we pointed this out early on, especially, I guess, after those two losses. But on the games that we played really well, we got to the free throw line more than the other, mm-hmm. than our opponent did. And so that's been one of the keys of, you know, how aggressive are we being? How good are we getting it attacking on our inside game, getting offensive rebounds, putbacks, and so forth, and then getting to the line. So that's been kind of something that we've gauged as the game goes on and really focused on to help us, you know, not just look at how the game is going overall, but just the little facets that we could do to help us be more successful. And so the games that we have done that, you know, gotten to the line more, obviously, you know, good things have happened.
Grundy Center High School girls basketball coach Matt Lindemann, our guest right now for a few more minutes on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, you've got probably one of the more veteran teams, boys or girls, anywhere in the state, and your senior group, it's led by Laney Thorne, who's averaging just shy at 12 points per game. We'll talk about your other seniors in a moment, but tell us first about Laney, her game, what's she done to produce at the level that she has all season long?
Well, you know, for Laney, she just has a really nice skill set of she can play outside and she can play as a stretch three as a big guard, but then she can also go inside and be able to execute and dominate inside as well. And so she just has a really nice skill set that way. And then just her experience, you know, she was one that was part of our state runner-up team as a freshman. And so she's played for 4 years as you know, a ton of minutes on the court. And so that just brings value in, you know, communicating and just being one of our leaders.
Your other eight seniors, you've got a top six in terms of scoring production that are all seniors. Bailey Redding, Peyton Wallace, Emma Beck. I mean, the list goes on. What would you say, Coach Lindemann, about this senior class? It just seems like, if I'm not mistaken here, you guys have already had senior night. That probably was emotional, I would imagine, with this group.
Well, it was really special. We had a number of different events going on, and so that helped bring pretty much a packed house, which was really cool. And so, and that was great for these nine seniors because you don't find a group very often that is willing to stick together. You know, obviously, all nine are not getting a ton of playing time. We've got you know, six, seven of them that are getting playing time and so forth, but we've got a couple. You know, Allie Bankin, Jessica Sock, for the last couple of years, they've been just doing the things that they need to do behind the scenes to help get us prepared and are willing to continue to put in the time, dedicate themselves, and do that for their team. And so I think that's just a great example of what this group is. You know, it's just a very special group that has stuck together. And, you know, we're going to try to make this as long of a season as we possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely. And what advantages does that give you, Coach Lindemann, having such a large amount of seniors on your roster?
Well, you know, I think from the leadership standpoint, all of them, whether they've played a ton or have not, have had a ton of experience and have had a ton of positive experiences in our program. And so you take all that and you help that and help mold that our younger kids. And everybody has different roles of what that looks like, but it just helps us with our younger groups and molding them and getting them to understand, you know, what it takes to be successful here at Grundy Center.
And, Coach, you're going to step out of conference play on your last regular season game of the season against a really good Montezuma team. That's down from my original neck of the woods. What do you know about the challenge against the Braves?
Well, you know, we set this up about, we started this about 3 or 4 years ago, probably 4 years ago now, and it really was just for both Coach and I, we wanted somebody that we don't really know each other that well. It's a high-quality game, and at the end of the day, we just want to get ourselves prepared for the postseason. And and getting a win obviously is a key, just a added bonus to that. And so it's worked out really well for us. They've gotten us the last two times here, and so obviously we go back to Montezuma on next Monday. And it's just an opportunity for us to continue to sharpen our skills. And we know we're going to play a very quality basketball program. And that's got a tournament playoff type atmosphere.
Coach, you don't have to talk so nice about Montezuma. I grew up playing in the South Iowa Cedar League. Not a Braves fan. You got to promise me you're going to go beat Montezuma before the regular season's over. All right.
Well, we will do everything we can. No doubt about it.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Really enjoyed getting to learn more about your team. Best of luck. Best of health the rest of the season. Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Cole. It's been great getting to know you as well.